These epochs are peculiar and mislead the politicians who desire to convert them to profit. In the beginning, the nation asks nothing but repose. It thirsts for but one thing, peace. It has but one ambition, to be small, which is the translation of remaining tranquil. Of great events, great hazards, great adventures, great men, thank God, we have seen enough. We have them heaped higher than our heads. We would exchange Caesar of Prusias and Napoleon for the king of Yvetot. What a good little king was he! We have marched since daybreak. We have reached the evening of a long and toilsome day. We have made our first change with Mirabeau, the second with Robespierre, the third with Bonaparte. We are worn out. Each one demands a bed. Devotion which is weary, heroism which has grown old, ambitions which are sated, fortunes which are made, seek, demand, implore, solicit. What? A shelter? They have it. They take possession of peace, of tranquillity, of leisure. Behold, they are content. But at the same time certain facts arise, compel recognition, and knock at the door in their turn. These facts are the products of revolutions and wars. They are, they exist, they have the right to install themselves in society, and they do install themselves therein, and most of the time facts are the stewards of the household and furriers. In olden times, furriers...